Hello, 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 and welcome. Why would I say welcome to a ramble audio? The time now is currently 9:21 p.m., and it's Thursday. I'm hoping that I could finish this in an hour and get it posted on Patreon, since this last month there, I actually feel quite embarrassed about it. To be quite honest, my output this month hasn't been as prolific as I would have liked it to be, but in my defense, I am still recovering from abdominal surgery as well as the move. If you had a penny for every time I mentioned the move in any of my communities, such as like Discord or the streams, you would probably have like maybe 53 cents. I don't know. I'm just random number. But I thought today I would do something, or rather tonight, I would do something a little different. I am going to do, oh, and please excuse me. It's allergy season. Yeah, it's allergy season here, and what with the move and everything, oh, 54 cents now. What with the move, there's just been a lot of dust that's been kicked up, and while I would like to think that I am a tidy person, it has become abundantly clear to me that I am somewhat of a hoarder. I don't like throwing away boxes of items that I think might have some kind of resale value, except I never resell my things. So, yeah. Anyways, I thought I'd do something a little different this time around. I thought, you know, we'd do something a little casual. And by casual, I mean, well, I've got tea and a slice of roll cake. And I'm going to drink tea. And have some roll cake while I talk to you guys. And I hope that's okay. I hope you don't mind. But also, if you don't like hearing people chew, this might be something you might want to avoid. I do apologize. But I do kind of want to do something a little different, you know, from the, a departure from the norm, I guess you could say. Yeah, so this tea is a genmaicha, which is, it's a roasted, rice, roasted brown rice with, green tea. So it has a little bit of a, it is lower caffeine content than actual matcha. And, apparently it's supposed to be super healthy. Sorry, just bumped the mouse or mic. I'm not sure when you listen to my rambles, but I hope, my fondest hope is that you listen to it before bed. So I will try my best to make this as a relaxing experience for you as I possibly can. So first off, I just wanted to say to give you my utmost thanks for your continued support in all of my creative endeavors. And this is something that I will talk more in depth further into the audio, but I know that I haven't been doing as much ASMR or audio role plays as I have done. And in my defense, it's just this month. I promise next month I will be a lot more productive. I'll be in a better workspace. So things should get better. But thank you always. If not for your continued support, I don't think I could be where I am right now, producing the content that I do. Because ASMR is, or audio role plays, and VTubing, which is something I will get more into in depth, is a full-time career, actually, at the output or at the level that I am doing it. So when I hear about VTubers who manage to keep a consistent schedule as their second job, I honestly just absolutely amazed and stunned, because I found that keeping a consistent schedule, even for someone who's, you know, this is their full-time job, as it is for me, it has proven to be a very difficult thing to do. So props to those who can somehow do this as a second career and manage to be consistent. Okay, so these past few weeks, I have not been able to sleep very well. And if you wanted to know why, well, if you follow me on Discord at all, you'll know, or, you know, just, or just follow the news in general. There has been, well, first of all, there was that huge fuck-off earthquake a few weeks ago. A building practically fell over in Hualien, which is where it was centered. About 10 people passed away from direct actions of the earthquake. And the subways in Taipei were closed down for about an hour. Now, I've talked about this in my Discord and my streams, but if you... this will be new to you if you haven't been a part of those. The earthquake happened at around 8 in the morning. And I am embarrassed to admit that I did not even know it was happening. I mean, I did towards the end of it, like towards the second half of the quakes. But the first quake was, I felt the ground vibrating. And then I thought, because I was walking to the subway station, and I know the subway line passes directly underneath the path that I usually take, I thought it was just the MRT. And I remember thinking, huh, I've never felt the subway pass while I'm walking over here. This is a new sensation. And then I realized, hold on a second, as a lady who was walking next to me suddenly latches onto the pillar, one of the pillars that we're next to. And then I realize, oh, this is an earthquake. So I hug the pillar too. I mean, I didn't know what else to do. And then, you know, a lot of news came out because it was a big earthquake. It was like a 7.3 or something magnitude. And but Taiwan is pretty well prepared for earthquakes because it happens all the time here. Case in point, ever since the big earthquake hit a few weeks ago, we've been having some really consistent aftershocks. And for example, starting 2 days ago, there has been no less than 100 aftershocks in Taiwan. Mostly centered in Hualien, which is about southeast of Taipei, which is where I live. Let me look. So I'm going to check out the recent earthquake report on cwa.gov.tw. And so the last earthquake, which was a magnitude of 1, 9.17. The one before that, 8.55. The one before that, 6.30, 5.06, 5.03, 2.54, 2.49, 2.12, 1.30, 11.30, 9.40, 9.30, 9.23, 8.48, 8.42. Yeah, so it's just been like that. And these have been ranging from magnitude 3, like 2 with a lot of 3s. And I see a couple of 4s. And the most recent one that happened at 9.17, which is 15 minutes ago, was a 1. So here's to hoping that, you know, we see less of this kind of nonsense, because it's getting kind of ridiculous at this point. But anyways, due to these earthquakes, and I do feel them, because for the most part, even though I'm not that close to Hualien, I am sitting down, and I am pretty close to the ground floor, so I do feel them, and every time I feel the earth shake, I kind of second guess myself. I'm like, wait, is it just me, or was there actually an earthquake? So then I have to go back to that website that I just mentioned, check, and I'll see, oh, it's an earthquake, I see. Quite frankly, it kind of worries me, because I live, my new place that I'm moving to in 2 days is on the 18th floor. Not really that excited about it, because I know that I will feel the quake that much more high up. But, you know, I have faith in the construction durability of Taipei buildings, I guess you could say. Just because there's so many earthquakes. And while corruption does run quite deeply in the construction business here in Taiwan, I have to hope that it is not the building that I'm going to move into, or it does not involve the building that I will move into. Speaking about moving, though, so we are pretty much all of the rooms are like have boxes and stuff half piled into them. We'll be doing the majority of the packing probably tomorrow and Saturday. Saturday is when the truck is coming. So the only room that is still left intact is my office, this room, because I want to try to keep doing as much work as humanly possible. And it occurs to me that I probably should have maybe just taken the week off. But look, I gotta be honest with you guys. The vast majority of you guys, well, actually, not the vast majority, all of you guys pay the equivalent of a streaming service for my content. And I am, by nature, a very frugal person. So when I sign up for a streaming service, I think really long and hard about the pros and cons of it. And I want to make sure that you are getting your $5, $10 worth, because that is, especially in this economy nowadays, that is not a small amount of money. So that's why I'm recording right now at 9:30 p.m., even though I've technically been working since 8:30, I guess. 8:30 is when, usually my time, 8:30, I'm hoping to be in front of the computer and hanging out with people in Discord. Because it is fun, it is games, but it's still also, I do consider it part of my job as interacting with the community and, you know, I don't know, what's the word, keeping morale. Like, even though I consider the people in Discord to be my friends, there is still a small part of me that realizes that friends, like business associates, friendship needs to be something that is nurtured and in order to do that, you know, you've got to continue interacting with everyone, which is what I do. So that I consider that to be part of, you know, the service that I provide as an ASM artist and now a VTuber. Speaking of services, if you've made it this far, I want to congratulate you. And to congratulate you, I want to share a certain clip with you. So let me pull that up. I hope you are ready. okay, here we go. Oh, Wait, hold on. I couldn't wait for you to come and clear the cupboard. But now you're gone and leaving nothing but a sign. Another evening I'll be sitting reading in between your lines. Because I miss you all the time. So, if you didn't already know, that is a very popular song. Well, I mean, I think the popularity has probably kind of died down a bit since I'm actually regretting doing this whole I'm gonna drink tea and eat cake while I talk to you guys kind of shtick. Anyway, so that was the theme song from Cyberpunk. 2077, Edge Runners, which I absolutely refuse to watch because I know what happens at the end, and I can't watch shows like that. But this song really had was super popular, like about a year ago or when the show came out. I don't know if the song is still very popular now, but certainly a lot of people are aware of it. And it's a song that I've always wanted to cover for a long time. And I'm finally getting the opportunity to cover it. So I hope that I can release that soon. I don't know if I will do a music video for it or if it's just something that I will share on my Patreon. As just like a song, you know, because music videos are... They're time intensive, and honestly, profit wise, it's a bit of a loss breaker. Is that the right word? Loss breaker. What's that word that there's a special term that they call the Costco hot dogs. They sell Costco hot dogs at a loss because but they make it up through, you know, whatever. Anyways, these songs are fun to do, and it is, I assume it's fun for you guys to listen. You know, I just want to keep providing different kinds of content for you guys to enjoy. But I never forget that my foremost focus is on audio role plays and ASMR and sleep aids, so fear not. Although, even though it seems that recently I may have kind of put that on the back burner, which is not, okay, I guess that's not entirely incorrect. I have been kind of focusing more on transitioning into VTubing at the moment because recently quite a few ASMR artists that I know have had their channels nuked by YouTube for violating community guidelines, which is ridiculous because I don't think even YouTube knows what those community guidelines are, because the channels that have gotten nuked, some of them, yes, deserved to, you know, bye-bye, you know what I mean, but some other channels did not deserve to get kicked off the platform. So luckily for me, even if that does happen, it's not that much of a big deal for me because the majority of my income comes from Patreon. I actually make very little money through YouTube because all of my videos are pretty much demonetized. As soon as I post up a new video, it automatically gets demonetized, just like that. So I always have to apply for manual review, which is done supposedly by a human being. And then sometimes they'll remove the demonetization and they'll allow it to get monetized. Sometimes they'll stick with the original judgment, whatever. The main reason that I am currently staying on YouTube is to continue to funnel more attention to my Patreon, because that is where I make the vast majority of my income and is what allows me to continue to do content like this and what you find on Patreon. So there was something that one of my mods told me from my Discord, and he basically said, if you're not growing, you're dying. And that concept sounds quite cruel to some degree, but he's not wrong. So that is something that I am really taking to heart right now. At some point, yeah, because for Patreon, you know, people will cancel for a variety of reasons. Like, they're either not into ASMR anymore, or they got a girlfriend. If you know, you know. Or, you know, financially, they just can't justify it anymore, which I totally understand. But I need to find ways to replace those people. And as mercenary as that sounds, this is just something that I need to be careful of business-wise, because if I lose patrons, I lose money. And if I lose money, I have to find other sources of income, which means that I will be able to do less of this, which sucks, because doing this has been so much fun. I am so fortunate that this is how I get to make my money. And I've had such a blast, I gotta be honest. Like, I know there's that saying, don't turn what you love into a job. Otherwise, because if you do, you'll grow to hate it. But there's also the phrase, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. You know, stuff like that. So, being acutely aware that I am pretty much at the mercy of YouTube right now, I decided to kind of take a path that is very common with ASM artists, which is VTubing. And VTubing is something that is not necessarily new to me. I used to live stream back about 5 years ago. I used to do Let's Plays of like horror games and stuff with a face cam and everything. You will never find that channel. So, you know, this is something that I used to do in the past, and but now I'm starting to focus a little more on it, so I still have some kind of platform. So I've been dividing my time between YouTube and Twitch. And the attention that I've been getting from both platforms has been really, really amazing. And I'm so grateful for each and every one who shows up on stream. Except for one guy who is banned. Suffice to say, he's not a patron, so he'll never hear this, but... And if you're a patron, you will probably never do this. But I feel compelled to say, don't be a dick. That's all. And on the lines of, along the lines of patrons acting badly or audience members towing the line or tap dancing all over it, I'm pretty good friends with I don't know if I'd say pretty good friends. I don't know if he considers me a friend. I hope he does. He's another ASM artist, and sometimes we'll exchange stories about listeners, audience members behaving badly. Well, he mostly does. I'm very fortunate. You guys are all like fine people, but his audience members are mostly all girls, and there was a point in time where I thought that girls were easier to deal with as far as like audience members go that belief has been completely blown out of the water when he sent me like these DMs that he would get, these comments, and I'm just, what the fuck? Like, and I think the explanation for that is very simple. For a while now, men have been given lesson after lesson about how to not be a sexual predator, right? Like, by now, it's pretty well ingrained, you know, don't be a creep, right? But girls don't really get that kind of lecture because people don't think girls can be creeps or perverts or weirdos for the most part, which is entirely not true. And so he sends me these DMs that he gets from these lady fans, and I'm horrified and embarrassed that I am the same gender as these thirsty ass bitches. I'm just gonna say it like it is. It's crazy, yo. So circling back, I just wanted to say thank you so much, you guys. You guys are amazing. You guys make this job so much fun to do. And I'm every day I count my blessing that I can do this and that I know so many funny, interesting, amazing people on Discord. I just, like, what can I say about that, right? There's really nothing I can say. Okay, so let's see. So I made a note about like what topics that I wanted to cover over this stream or over this ramble. And I guess the next bullet point is future plans for the channel / VTubing / alter ego. So really quickly, while I did say that that ASMR is going to be my primary focus no matter what happens, because it is not a good idea to put all your eggs in one basket, I have turned to VTubing. Natural progression of things. And I do like my model right now, but I've noticed that the quality is not as sharp as I would like it. And I think this is due to the fact that it was designed by someone who is relatively new to the VTubing community. And they did not know that most models adhere to a certain dimension and DPI, which is a, you know, dots, pixel, whatever. Anyways, so my model is a little lower quality, and I really notice it in like the full screen VODs. So recently I commissioned a really great artist for a new VTube model that is more in line with my brand of what I do, which is ASMR, sleep aid, calming, relaxing voice that just puts you right to sleep. So that brand goes kind of hand in hand with Gecko VA, which is something that I've kind of been shamelessly ignoring for about 7 months now. And I do apologize about that. I do, once I get this VTube model, I do plan on doing way more with Gecko VA. And I know that there were some people who were worried that Milky Tea ASMR was no longer going to be in existence. That is absolutely not the case. Milky Tea ASMR will continue. So don't worry about that. I'm just putting my eggs in different baskets. So if YouTube nukes my channel, I still have Twitch. And then at some point I can return to YouTube. A lot of other ASM artists who by now are on their second, third, fourth, fifth channel. Okay. Let's see. So, yeah. How about that Niji Sanji, huh? about a week ago, I noticed that Niji Sanji and Phase Connect had put out audition calls. And I did consider applying. And I kind of want to still. Despite the fact that Niji Sanji is an absolutely predatory company and Phase Connect is better, but still it's not as good as being indie. But I feel like, especially with Niji Sanji, you know, just debut and then just work with them really hard for 1 year and then take that audience that you've built with Niji Sanji and start up again as an indie. But then I went and I checked out their newest generation of idols. Niji Sanji is such a terrible company to work for, in my opinion. They barely support their livers. They've got like, what, 30? Which is a crazy number. Oh my god. But they must be raking in so much money. Well, probably not as much as they used to, as their stocks tanked these past couple of months, you know, due to controversy. You know, one of their most popular VTubers turns out to be a sexual weirdo. Well, not sexual, but, you know, turns out to be a freaking weirdo. Oh, wow. VTubing people turning out to be weird. Who would have guessed? I'm just kidding. I do think it's true. People like me, we're all very kind of lonely people. And that's why we do this, so that we can meet other people but still have some kind of anonymity to ourselves. That's why we get into VTubing, because we still want to meet people, but we don't want those people to know who we really are. And that takes a certain kind of personality to do and pull off. Yeah. Anyways, I checked my Discord channel Discord community, like the numbers recently, and I'm absolutely blown away that we have now surpassed 1,000 members. And game night used to be, you know, maybe we'd get 6, 7, 8 people. Like, it, there was a time we're getting 10 people so we could play Among Us with 2 imposters. Used to be like such an accomplishment. Like that was a milestone. Like, yay, we finally have 10 people to play Among Us. It's gotten to the point now, though, where Among Us might not be big enough. That's amazing, I think. But also, I'm kind of sad. But also, I do still play games with everyone in the community, usually starting at around 7 or 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm usually on starting Monday to Thursday. So now the mods and I, we are considering doing like a bi-monthly movie night. So like twice a month, basically, movie night or YouTube night. So this last game night, Tuesday, which was yesterday, day before yesterday, we had just enough people. We had like 15 people and we played Goose Goose Duck, and that was amazing. But I realized that if I continue doing this, there will come a time where we will just have way too many people for any kind of game. So we will start doing the bi-monthly 2 days a month movie night. The first movie night that we're probably going to do is probably going to be dedicated to analog horror, because I love watching scary movies, but I'm too chicken shit to do it by myself. Yeah. So that's something that, you know, I'm looking forward to, but I'm also sad because I won't, you know, that means that we can't really do game night twice a week. But then again, I do game night like every night with the Discord community, so I guess I'm not really losing anything in that respect. Yeah, so I think that is it for this month. Gosh, you know, it's crazy. I think about the rambles that I've done in for the past months. I know I didn't do one for March. I had surgery. I barely did anything in March. So that in my defense. But, you know, February and January, I think I did rambles. And I'm pretty sure those went on for a really long time, like an hour a piece. And I'm trying to figure out, what the fuck did I talk about for an hour to fill up that time? That's crazy. Because that's basically just streaming, right? It's streaming. It's live streaming, except it's just my voice. And you just listen to it while you're lying in bed or commuting to work or whatever. Yeah. Well, this month, alas, I cannot find enough to talk about for this audio to last an hour. I mean, I could if I tried really hard. Like, for example, I could talk about my one of my favorite channels, Watcher, deciding to start their own streaming service and basically making the community feel like we're too poor. I could talk about that. Or I could talk about parasocial VTubers. Or I could talk about I don't know, the April Provision? I don't know. I don't know. But I won't. Because the time now is 9:58 p.m. And I would dearly so like to go to bed early today. Because tomorrow will be the big move. I will probably hang out with the community until about maybe 10 or 11 my time. But once that part of my day is over, then I will probably have to pack up my computer and everything so I can prepare for the move on Saturday. For those people who could have a penny every time I mention the word move, you now have 55 cents to your name. Anyways, well, yeah, I think that's it for this month. Once again, I thank you from the utmost, deepest crevices of my heart for continuing to support me. You guys have no idea how happy I am, how proud I am, how lucky I feel that I get to do this. This is such an awesome job. I'm so happy. But on the other hand, I'm also aware of how precarious my situation is and that this could basically, I'm kind of standing on a rug right now that could potentially get pulled out from under me at any given moment. So there is that. Yeah. Well, I think that's it. Thank you again, guys, so much for listening. And I'll see you in Discord. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.